Jacksonville City Councilmen John Cressenbeny and Matt Schellenberg have fallen on opposite sides of the debate over the competing interest of taxis and their millennial high-tech cousins. Schellenberg, a supporter of the disruptive companies, is thrilled about the bill's passage.
This is great news for the citizens of Duval County as well as the state of Florida.
The measure awaiting the governor's signature is essentially the same as what Schellenberg has proposed on the local level. It requires Uber and Lyft drivers to carry a $1 million insurance policy covering passengers. It also requires them to undergo third-party background checks every 3 years. Local governments are generally opposed to the measure because it prevents new regulations. But Schellenberg, who sits on the Florida League of Cities board, says that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Sometimes it takes this a bill that is universal to allow great businesses to exist.
Cressenbeny says he isn't against looser restrictions, as long as they apply to everyone.
If it's good enough for TNCs, it ought to be damn good enough for taxi cabs.
Cressenbeny wants to use the state bill as a model to deregulate taxis. Jacksonville, like most cities, has special requirements for cabs, like city-approved background checks, special operating licenses called medallions, and more expansive insurance coverage. The state law also won't prevent airports from signing exclusivity contracts with ride-hailing apps. Jacksonville International Airport just finished inking such a deal with Lyft. Cressenbeny says he'll file his taxi bill within the next month. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.